T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With the news that there are going to be 2 games on Christmas Day now and Christmas falling on a Wednesday, do you have any player safety concern over guys playing 3 games over 11 days, 15 weeks into the season? And if not, where's the line as far as how much guys can play in a truncated amount of time?
Well, I think the days are the same for us. We've done this. In fact, in COVID, it was actually a learning opportunity. I think it was the first time we played on a Wednesday. It will not be a regular thing. It'll be when Christmas falls on a Wednesday. But the time period between games has been done before. We have not seen any elevation of injuries. You all and we have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So I think we have this down.
Roger Goodell, I really don't want to play games on Wednesday unless it falls on Christmas. And this year, December 25th is a Wednesday. And the NFL will have a doubleheader going against the, 5 games? What does that sound right? 5 games in the NBA? I think it is. I think it starts at noon and goes about midnight.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody likes a day off better than NBA players, so why don't you just,
They're not doing that.
No.
By the way, it's great if you're a basketball football fan to have both on. They play NBA.
You keep doing that, man. I don't know.
You're one of the other fan.
You know I'm a huge hoops fan, but come on. The NFL's on.
So the NBA's been doing this forever. So you think?
Yeah, it's their day.
So you think they're gonna go? Oh, here comes the NFL trying to bully their way in for 6+ hours.
And they probably should. Don't you think? Take Christmas Eve or something. I don't know.
I'm guessing the ratings Christmas Eve.
I think we've learned one thing, Joe. You don't want to go up against the NFL in a ratings window, right?
You don't want to do that.
It's not ideal for your business.
Don't you have a lot of eyeballs? Christmas, probably a record amount.
Everybody's home. Have a lot of eyeballs if you're the NFL. Not a lot of people, Joe. I don't care how big of an NBA fan you are. Not a lot of people are going to watch the NBA over the NFL, especially in late December when the games are relatively meaningless.
Curious to see who will be playing that Saturday, Wednesday, as we just heard. That's what they're expecting, so that it's impossible to have somebody play Sunday and then turn around and play Wednesday.
Yeah, about player safety? I thought that was the whole big thing.
He said that they've done that. They've checked, and there's no difference from Sunday to a Sunday to a Thursday. It's the same. No more injuries because of it. Hell, if you're sore, you just don't play. If you're that injured, you just don't play. They're gonna pick up all the big days and everything else. And by the way, the NFL, the owners' meetings made a friggin' huge splash, whether you like it or you don't. The swivel hip drop tackle. And then on top of that, you won't even recognize the big changes in a kickoff return. And it leads me to this. Woody, does college football follow?
I mean, I think they have to, no?
Does our minor league
system
follow?
Yeah, minor league system. I think they have to follow.
Speaking of minor league.
So they got to ban the hip drop thing, right?
Yes.
I mean, you have to because you can't teach it at one level. And outlawed at the next.
That's an interesting one to see if
they've tried so hard to get the headshots out of college football, the targeting nonsense.
It's got to be done by the NCAA because you can't just do it by conference unless everybody signs off on it. But who would?
I'm guessing
sign off
they would. They change that rule for the upcoming season, right?
It's going to be a lot different for a lot of guys. Just tackling, that guys just, you know, wrapping a guy up and throwing your weight down is kind of a
I understand
kind of a habit, man.
And,
for
and
these
one
guys
season
to
too late for FSU, huh?
Yeah, listen, man.
FSU
a lot of
would
guys,
have been playing for a national championship if they didn't have the hip drop tackle.
I just hear people in my ear right now, Florida State. We'd like to have our guy back.
Nope. Maybe there's no lawsuits. Who knows?
Yeah. It didn't matter what they're going to want out. This just
they were going to sue regardless.
This is just kind of now everything's something. You've never been through this, but if you've been in a marriage that's got problems and then everything pops up and gives her another reason to want out of the marriage. I've been through this. It's a very unique situation. Yeah. So she just just sees as a dead end and there's nothing left in the relationship. And then stuff happens, right? Something and it didn't go the way she goes, oh God, I gotta get out of this thing. No more chance. I'm done. I gotta get out. And you're like, you know, after a while, just all the barking from gotta move. Florida State and Clemson aren't going anywhere, by the way. They're not going.
Don't tell our fans that. FSU fans all think they're in the Big Ten at the moment.
They better slow down, Charlie Brown. Slow down.
Don't tell them that, bro. These message board bros that I'm buddies with, they think, oh, it's a done deal. We're out.
So all of a sudden, some smart attorney's going to find some loophole in there that goes, I got it. I'm the first guy to find it out of the 200 attorneys around the country that's been looking at this. I got it for us. We're good.
Florio made a good point. Maybe they can get the case and hear the case in Tallahassee. Maybe they'll have a chance, but I don't know.
That's all we need is.
When ESPN dug into this thing and said they were jumping on board.
Yeah, by the way.
That's not good.
Why does ESPN want to get him out? Why does
ESPN?
They don't. Of course
not.
They
don't want to see look, ESPN has put a lot of money into the ACC. That's obvious, right? I mean, you went to the media day. You saw it.
And right now it's cheap money compared to the SEC.
That's true. But, you know, they have a huge TV deal with those guys. They've put, you know, studios on all the campuses.
You know, that's never talked about. It is pretty funny. Nobody talks about the fact that it's not just the ACC as a conference versus – Florida State and Clemson. It's also ESPN is kind of like, hey, we're with you over here, man. We want to let them know. Don't be going anywhere. Oh, no. And, you know, Woody, that will be interesting to see if we finally get some kind of changes in the NIL and what's going on right now, especially high school. I guess the NIL thing is blowing up in high school, and it's getting really – I don't know. Some people think it's good, but whew, man.
So, ESPN doesn't have the Big Ten, right? The Big Ten is
Fox, isn't it?
Fox, CBS, NBC, and they have the Big Ten Network. And that goes for.
I thought NBC. Why did I think NBC just had Notre Dame games? Maybe I didn't think they were.
So the Big Ten has a deal that ends 2029.
Oh, they
2030.
Are jumping
in. It's a 7-year deal, average $1.15 billion per year. Each school getting around $72 million per year.
No wonder the ACC's pissed off.
Yeah, that's Fox, FS1, CBS, NBC, Big Ten.
They all took a piece of that.
Yeah, NBC gets 16 games in 2023, then 15 games per year from 2024 on.
And they still have, I'm guessing, the Notre Dame package, right? Notre Dame's still good for
NBC,
business.
NBC, yeah, I believe
independent.
They do. And then the SEC, their deal with CBS obviously just expired, and they signed up with ESPN. That goes till 2033.
And I'm guessing they're looking for the same kind of money as the Big Ten's getting from that group, right? Same type of deal.
The ACC?
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
No, the SEC, yes.
Oh, the SEC. Yeah, the SEC's got reportedly $6 billion from ESPN for 20 years.
Oh. What's that come? You got a number that comes out per team? I'm into the per team and not doing the math there, homie.
Per year average, $355 million through 2023, $740 million for 2024 through 2033. So that is $68.75 million, it says.
Good God.
Per school.
So I guess
you have 14 members.
I guess the question is, why do they want anybody else in their conference?
It's a great question. I don't know that they do.
We can still play the ACC in
all
games.
These FSU fans apparently think they have offers from both of them. They're just all these conferences are just desperate to land FSU.
I don't even know what the ACC gets right now per team, but it sounds like about half of what those other teams you just threw out those numbers. Maybe half, maybe a little bit more in that area.
The ACC has a $4.8 billion deal with ESPN over 20 years. That is a $240 million per average. That is $17.1 million per school.
Oh!
So it is significantly less, yes.
See, and there you have it. By the way, there you have all your top teams up. That's what they're all upset about.
The Pac-2, by the way, has a $3 billion deal, which is $20.8 million per school. But I guess you're splitting it through two now, so that's $125 million per school.
No.
No for the Pac-2?
They're not giving them that kind of money.
Well, it says per year average, $250 million. There's only two schools to split it between. So the Pac-2 gets a buck and a quarter there.
There's no way. No way they're giving Washington State and Oregon State that kind of money. To play who? Boise State? To play San Jose State?
This guy says, do the math, gents. Have fun with the Gators making that much more money than you. The Gators have like six wins last year.
Doesn't matter. They
Gators
get the same
stink.
Check.
They're a middling SEC team, whatever.
His point is that
I don't care what his point is. FSU was
split that
far
money up
better
equally.
Than the Gators were last year, and they made less money.
Well, I got news for you. We're going to find out right off the bat because University of Miami and Florida are going to play finally. I think that'd be fine. Is that up there, right?
It
up
is.
In Gainesville?
Yes.
Not Orlando, not a
– No, I don't believe it's at a neutral site. I think it's at the Swamp.
All right, well, that's good.
It'd be real nice to beat those guys, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be big for UM. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And by the way, a lot of people think the guy in Florida on a hot, hot, hot seat right now.
Yeah, the team stinks.
The Bull Gators and the people above the Bull Gators are not happy.
What's up with those guys, by the way? I see there's a big billboard on 95 trying to get people to donate to their NIL thing. Are they struggling that badly? They need billboards?
No, they're just getting their money up. I'm guessing Florida State got pretty good money, don't you think?
I don't know, man. I mean, they got players.
They don't
that
have Texas money.
They pay players. They go $500. That's pretty good. Didn't the Gators have a bunch of trouble with a quarterback that they like offered him money, but then they couldn't afford to pay him or something?
He's been at like three different schools.
Yeah,
don't bring him up. This guy, he's bouncing around in make believe world. I think he's at Arizona State now or Arizona or something. Anyway, hey,
doesn't happen at Miami. Everyone gets taken care of, and we play ball, right?
Listen to you, boy. You are.
I'm sorry. I just see all the facts are the facts, Joe.
We got
to
get you down out there on the field a little bit more, Woody. I'll tell you what. You are.
I like that program. I'm a big fan of that program.
I see
Joe.
That, man. I see that.
Beat that Gator's ass, man.
Low T and ED. Are you a fan of that, Woody? Low T and ED.
Always, Joe.
You know what? You never know your age or my age. It can happen anytime. I tell Woody, I go, Woody, you got to be honest with me if it happens. And you're dealing with low T and ED. I know you're a private guy and you don't like to share things, but if you are, I'll get you over to Lanning Men's Clinic. Boy, I'll tell you what, best thing I ever did here in my 60s. Boy, I lost my fastball one day. It was gone. And I was tired all the time. I was gaining weight. I was miserable. Moody, couldn't sleep. My sleeping, everything. Everything sucked. I was just, I was in a bad place, man, going, well, I guess this is what close to retirement's going to look like. But you know what? I got to tell you, the good folks at Lanning Men's Clinic, the best meeting I've ever had. You talk about, how about a first meeting? Can you remember a really good one? Yeah. Mine at Atlantic Men's Clinic was really good. Great stuff. And by the way, have they ever turned things around? Boy, I'll tell you what. Their programs work. To everybody out there with low T and ED, they got a program that's perfect for you. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They'll do your lab work, have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. And you'll make the decision together with the medical team. Can't beat that. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a T and a PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. I'm telling you right now, I've had great results, and I know a lot of men are very private about this and Don't tell anybody about the problems going on. But whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and you've noticed low T and ED in your life, 877-455-7300. We have six locations. Listen to we. It sounds like I own it. Six locations throughout South Florida. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and get more information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, before we get back to it here, the stock market report is sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Market opens in about 7 minutes from now. Dow futures up 160 points, NASDAQ futures up 100 points. S&P up 24 points. Best of luck to all players. Joe, back to you.
Thank you, Woody. And I want to thank everybody, as always, for being with us this morning. It's always great to have you, and a lot of stuff going on these days. And the Miami Open, selfishly, I'm a huge tennis fan, and it's been great watching all these young players, including four of the best players in the world, young guys that are looking when the Joker, who didn't play this week, lost early out on the West Coast, so decided to come down here but not to play. And so anyway, whatever his reason was, we've got some really good young players. Alcaraz, Sinner, Medvedev, and Zverev still all alive. It's going to be fun. If you get a chance to go out the next couple of days, it's been great atmosphere out there, especially if you love tennis. If you don't, still a good time out there with everything, the food and alcohol and everything they have set up. Hey, so anyway, last night, not good. Not good, but a fun game to watch. The Panthers and the Bruins. The Panthers had a 3-2 lead there in the third period. Verhaeghe goal, and I'm like, all right, they got it. They got it. This is where they're really good, man. They'll D up now, not give them very good shots, and next thing you know, they end up losing that game. In the last couple of minutes of regulation, Zaka with a goal there. I think 2.5 minutes left, but it was physical. It was chippy. Yeah, guys making runs at each other, and it was like it felt like a playoff game. It just give you an idea. It is going to be fun here down the stretch of these last games to see. Reinhardt, by the way, another goal for him last night, 51 on the season. And then I know we've talked a lot about this, and we're going to get around to your text. The Heat in Golden State, and Klay Thompson back in a starting lineup. It's been a while for him, and back with Steph Curry in there. But the Heat get the news. Jimmy Butler was out with sickness, was sick. So ends up going from probable to not playing last night. Duncan, Tyler, Love all out of the lineup last night. And so Woody was fired up a little bit and sent me a text, you're not going to believe it. He's not playing. I went, oh, you got there early for the Steph Curry show. So I was like, hey, man, I haven't even looked it up. I still haven't looked it up, but I'm guessing he plays about 60 games a year. That's his thing. And then he turns into Jimmy Playoff, Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Big Points, Jimmy whatever you want to put behind Jimmy, he does in the playoffs. And people are going, hey, man, makes a lot of money. Ought to be trying to play in these games if he can. As of right now, he's missed 22 games. And there's some frustration on the machine today about his situation. And I just like, I get it, but are you surprised? Number one, he's just getting himself ready for the playoffs, man. He can say whatever he wants, but he'd be playing in a lot of these games if they were playoff game. He'd be like, don't worry
it's
about
not
him
how
in the
it works,
playoffs.
Man.
I know. I'm not. We're seeing.
I mean, it's just not. That's just not how this whole thing's supposed to work. You're an entertainment product first. First and foremost, you don't make that kind of money if the fans don't show up and the fans don't watch your product.
Well,
so this isn't like, oh, the regular season's meaningless. I'll just show up, you know, let's just barely get into the playoffs and then I'll show up. Like, it just doesn't work that way.
So the Heat culture and everything they're about is bigger than one guy, would you agree?
Even though
Jimmy is.
Yes.
And by the way, the sad part of this whole thing, Jimmy Butler, when this all started, I go, Pat Riley, this is Jimmy Butler. As long as he's not crazy, he's a perfect guy. He defends. He's not selfish with the ball. He's into team basketball, and he can score. Like, he's the perfect Heat guy. This is what Spo and Pat are looking for. And sure enough, they get it. But with it has come less regular season games and a guy that shows up big in the playoffs, like last year. Had some big, big games. And with Tyler Hero out, kind of put the team on his back some nights and carried him through with some huge games, especially late in the games. So anyway, that's where we are. I know we got a lot of texts coming in, Woody. So what do you have for me here?
Well, the first thing I want to get to is someone said this is worse than the messy thing that we were complaining about just last week. I would, you know, respectfully disagree with that.
Too.
I think, again, we get to the game, he's probable. Doors open at 6 o'clock yesterday, opened at 90 minutes beforehand, and I see questionable, and then, I don't know, a few minutes later, he's out. So
if he's got
I don't know what's going on, man. I don't, you know.
Well, you got,
I don't accuse a guy of, like, you know, call
well, they're not either.
Sick,
like, what do you, so Jimmy calls the team, calls the trainer, or whoever you have to call to say, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm really sick.
But like 954 says, Jimmy was fine at the Miami Open meeting all the tennis players. It's just a bad look.
Terrible look. That's a great text. And nobody, that picture, and by the way, the Sun Sentinel has it. If you haven't seen it today, Jimmy can't play, but here's Jimmy the night before. He looked just fine in those great seats watching his buddies play tennis.
Not only that, his tennis player buddy made it to the game that he did make it to.
I don't know how he did that. So everything got pushed back. They had a problem on the court, on the main court last night, stadium court, with the electricity or whatever went out on the lines calls that makes automatic lines calls for him. So they couldn't play for like an hour. So they were joking about it, going, oh, my God, Carlos Alcaraz is going to be late getting to the – to the game tonight. He's going to see his friend Jimmy Butler play. So I guess he made it, huh? You said you saw him. Was he in the good seats? Was he sitting down there in a championship?
Yeah, he was on the floor, yeah. They brought him a jersey and everything, yeah. Jimmy has become bubble boy. Messi has a nagging injury. But again, like, I want to go back to that original thing about Messi versus the Jimmy Butler thing. And Messi, for me, I think for a lot of people, is literally the only reason I will go or watch that product.
Yes. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what their crowds were like pre-Messi.
Was there 9, 10, 11 at a game?
I don't.
There wasn't 21.
No. But Messi is the sole reason. Like, Jimmy Butler not playing, like, the game was still fine.
So he might be the greatest player to ever play soccer.
Yeah. I mean, you are going, I think most people would agree, you are
Messi,
going solely to see Messi play.
And by the way, then last year when he played those 9 or 10 or 11 games, he was sensational. Sensational what he was doing. He made scoring look so easy. People thought there was, that the other teams were told about it or something, like, hey, let him score or something. Yeah.
First and foremost, Jimmy doesn't care about the fans that come and pay to see him. See the Heat play and see him play. I don't know what Jimmy cares about or doesn't care. I don't want to say that. I don't know. By the way, it wouldn't be a terrible question, not to phrase it that way, but.
What, for one of the writers to go, Jimmy, do you care about the fans?
Unless they're afraid of getting, you know, the repercussions or having Jimmy be on their bad side. I don't know.
Probably wouldn't be good. That could spread real quickly. Next thing you know, Jimmy's not talking to you, and neither is like 7 of the other guys.
It's just really bad optics. He seemed fine hanging out at the tennis tournament. The next day, you're sick. Yes.
Yeah, no, everybody's seen
way,
that picture.
By the way, someone Stephen Ross, bad hot dog. So I said that earlier. Maybe
that's
he got
right.
food poisoning at the tennis.
God.
Yeah, I mean, the food's good out there, though, right?
Yeah, they got restaurants, really good restaurants out there, actually.
We only watch NBA for the stars. Jimmy is out. Then why watch? Well, because Steph played.
Well, people are there to see partially see Steph.
A lot of people want to see Jimmy play. But
yeah, you want to see Jimmy. You want to win the game. They need these games. You know,
I mean, they only lost by what? They lose by 20 last night?
They're in a play-in. Yeah, well, they had the lead at the half.
For them.
Did not look great there, getting outscored in the second half, 60-37.
Look, man, you rolled out Patty Mills for your starting point guard.
Yeah.
I mean.
What are you going to do, man? You got a bunch of guys out. This team was their 35th different starting lineup. Duncan Robinson, back. Loving Tyler Herro. By the way, Tyler Herro, he's got to be working on like more than half the season being injured right now.
Here you go. Joe 618 says Herro got stem cell injections, so more than likely he broke his foot and they are giving him injections so he doesn't have to get surgery.
I don't know.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm not a doctor of Baptist Health, and I don't try to play. I get in trouble for trying to play one a little bit with a fifth grade education, so sorry.
This is Joe defend Ross. The hot dogs just got insulted. Company man. I like Stephen Ross too, all right?
Oh, no, listen. There's two things I like a lot. Stephen Ross and Mike McDaniel.
I will be at F1 next month, assuming you get me those tickets.
And I know Stephen Ross got
thankful
people.
For Ross.
We got people that don't like Stephen Ross, and that's fine. I happen to like Stephen Ross a lot, even if I don't always like all the decisions he's made on certain things.
At least he's trying.
He is trying like nobody's trying harder with money to win. And what he has built for those guys over there, they don't deserve that building they're in right now. Not yet. 11 wins, getting closer. Yeah.
So maybe FSU can transfer to the NFL.
Not getting out, Woody.
I dig these guys, all these FSU and Gator people, by the way. They're all fired up on here.
Oh, you're giving them the business.
The Gators
today.
Stink. And they need billboards on 95 to raise money for their players. I mean, I'm not even joking. They do.
So let me ask
you. They have a huge billboard on 95. Like, please send a few bucks to our players. What do you mean, how'd I see it? I have eyes.
Were you driving up there recently?
No, it's right here in Miami.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
I pass it every day on my way home. There's a huge billboard. Please give a couple bucks to the Gators. We're broke. Like,
they're not saying that. I know a lot of wealthy Gator guys.
But there are billboards.
I think the Bull Gators, don't they have to give like $10,000 or $15,000 a year?
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty expensive.
Ross, here we go. Ross doesn't know how to use his money, relies on Greer. There you go.
We have we've ripped a lot of owners down here. Stephen Ross.
Not really. It's usually pretty consistent, the owners we rip, right? It's usually Marlin related.
Marlins. Hockey used to get ripped.
Hockey's turned it around.
Vinny's good, man. Nobody got a problem with Vinny. Vinny's not only putting money into this thing, but Vinny put some really good people in place.
And Mickey never comes up on this show because he's the best.
Mickey's by himself.
Yeah.
Mickey. And by the way, there's a guy that doesn't get enough credit either. How about with Mickey and his family? Mickey and Nick, what have they done? Huge fans, and all they do, again, hired the right people. But they're involved. You want to talk about part of the culture and getting everybody on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I think before you talk about team being on the same page, you got to get the guys up top on the same page, and then you got a chance to make it work. Hey, we got a lot more to get to. Ben Volen, Boston Globe senior NFL writer, has been at the NFL meetings. We'll talk to him about some of the changes getting ready to take place, plus the New England Patriots. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.